You're listening to a podcast from Victory. There is only one God, and He is above all. Learn more in week one of our series, 10.
Welcome to our 7 p.m. cinema service. And tonight, we're going to start another series, okay, entitled 10, Perfect Law, Perfect Love. But before we proceed, bakit tinawag na Perfect Law, Perfect Love, 10? Because all throughout this series, we're gonna be talking about the 10 commandments. Ayan. Meron po ba rito na hindi ka aware na may 10 commandments or hindi mo alam kung ano yung 10 commandments? Okay, to test you, para malaman natin kung alam nyo kung ano yung 10 commandments or may background kayo, we're gonna start with a little warm-up. Okay? Meron akong hinandang prize dito na something delicious. Okay? Bibigay po ng TSM natin yan sa makakasagot ng tanong ko. My question is anybody here who can give me and tell me the first commandment? Please raise your hand. Sa 10 commandments na yun, ano yung una? Kung alam mo, itaas mo lang po yung kamay mo, I'll call you. What is the first command? Without looking at your Bibles, without looking at your notes, checking out your smartphone, sabihin mo sa akin, ano yung unang commandment sa 10 commandments? Sir, sige po, lalapitan po kayo ng ating TSM. Kung tama po yung sagot ni sir, ipa-flash po natin yan sa ating screen.
The first commandment says, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me.
Sir, check-in po natin. Tama po ba? You shall have no other gods before me. Tama po. Palakpakan naman natin si sir. Thank you, sir. Why did it take so long for us to answer? Because really, it's hard to remember the 10 commandments. Most of the time, yung 10 commandments, we see it as a set of rules that need to be obeyed. Katulad po ng ibang rules na nakikita natin sa pang-araw-araw nating buhay. Estudyante ka pa lang, may rules na. Anong rules ng estudyante? No ID, no entry. Okay, when I was in high school, I was a student marshal. Student marshal, trabaho namin para kami mga pulis. Sinisita namin yung estudyante. O, ba't di ka naka-leather shoes? Akin na yung ID mo. I will confiscate your ID. Bakit wala kang ID? O, ang uniform namin noon, black slacks, white polo, black shoes, either white or black socks. Pag di ka nakasunod sa uniform, huli ka. Graduate ka na. Nagtatrabaho ka na. May rules na naman. May kailangan kang bayarang tax. That's the rules. Okay? Pag nag-asawa ka, mayroon din rules. Sino yung mga married couples dito na may rules kayo? Nagkaroon ka ng anak, mayroong rules. Anong rules ng mga mommy at daddy? No internet after 10 p.m.? Tama po ba? Pag may assignment, bawal ang online gaming. Ayan. Mga estudyante, mayroon po ba rito? May mga rules sa office? Dito lang po sa mall. Meron tayong rules, regulations that need to be followed. Okay? Meron tayong building code. Ang building code po natin, bawal pong lumagpas sa 800 tao ang ating main hall. Kaya nga meron tayong cinema. Bakit? Minsan nagagalit tayo, late lang ng 1 minute, hindi na ako pinapasok. Ano ba yung victory na yan? Sobrang... Now, we don't know the building code is really for us. Kasi kung nag-exceed ng 800 yan, God forbid, may earthquake or may sunog, nag-stampede. Alam naman natin kung ano yung nangyari kay Wawawi dati, di ba? Nung nag-stampede, maraming na-aksidente. The building code is for that. Now, kung babasahin mo rin yung Bible at magsisimula ka sa Exodus, lalo na sa chapter 20, ganun ang dating sa'yo, ang dating sa atin. It's just another set of rules that I need to obey. Actually, nung estudyante ako at kahit nung single na ako, iniiwasan ko itong 10 commandments. Maglalakad ako sa harap ng simbahan. Okay? Diba nakikita niyo yan? Malaking-malaki ang 10 utos ng Diyos. Kalagay. Diba? Naka-carve. Ayan, no? Ang 10 utos. Sabi ko, even in the provinces, no? Gandang-ganda ako sa mga simbahan. Magpapapicture ako. Pero kadalasan, nandun to sa harap. And while di naman nila tinatanggal, katulad sa states, diba? Tinatanggal nila yung 10 commandments sa mga classrooms, tsaka sa mga opisina. Bawal kasi daw baka ma-offend yung ibang religion. Dito sa atin sa Pilipinas, we still have respect. Tama? But we ignore it. Yun yung nga lang, di natin sumunod. Ini-ignore natin yan. Bakit? Kasi ang hirap, dahil alam natin, ang hirap sumunod. But, alam niyo po ba sa series na to, especially tonight, when we look at the Ten Commandments closer, we will see that it's more than just a set of rules na kailangan mong sundin. Kasi pag di ka sumunod, paparusahan ka ni Lord. Ganun po yung mindset ko nung estudyante ako. ininculcate sa amin ng mga madre, yung mga pare, na, oh, nako, you need to obey the Ten Commandments. Otherwise, you're gonna receive punishment. Pero dito ngayon, we're gonna look closer and we're gonna see what the Ten Commandments really is, especially the first commandment. Bakit sinabi ni Lord, you shall have no other gods before me? No, walang iba ako lang. Ang Diyos ba natin seloso? Jealous? Bakit gusto niya siya lang? Possessive? Okay, saan ka pumapasok bilang anak ng Diyos? Ano yung part mo rito? May kita natin ngayong gabi. But before we do that, I'd like everybody to please stand. We're gonna read our verse. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. Okay, it says here, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Let's all pray. Father, we want to thank you for the gift of your word today. Thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to worship you. Thank you, Lord, that we can read your word and meditate on it. And we pray that your presence would be here with us tonight. Open our ears and our eyes that we may see and know what you want us to understand tonight. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We may take our seats now. Okay, pinag-usapan natin ang Ten Commandments. Meron lang po ulit ako isa pang katanungan sa atin dito. I want to ask you this, and I want you to ask yourself. Kausapin mo yung sarili mo ngayon. Okay? Sa 10 utos na to ng Diyos, in this Ten Commandments, aling commandment dito yung nahihirapan kayong sundin? Ulitin ko lang po. Alin po dito sa 10 utos na to, ang medyo nahihirapan kang sundin o lagi kang sablay? Maging honest ka sa sarili mo. Or maybe, oh, 4! Bakit? Keep the Sabbath holy. Workaholic ka ba, kuya? Okay, kahit Sunday, trabaho. O sa mga estudyante, nahihirapan ba kayo sa 5? Kung lover boy ka rito, nahihirapan ka ba sa 7? O lahat tayo hirap sa 9? Nahihirapan tayong sundin kasi we see this as just a set of rules. Ito yung kinalakihan natin, like I said kanina, this is how we think the Ten Commandments are. We need to keep it. We need to obey it. Otherwise, the wrath of God is gonna come down on us and burn us to a crisp. Mapabarbecue tayo. But tonight, we're gonna see the Ten Commandments in a whole new light. Ipapakita sa atin ng Panginoon what the Ten Commandments really is for. And bakit lumabas yan. And first of all, may first commandment si Lord. Yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. You shall have no other gods before me. Number one. Why did God say this? Bibigyan ko lang po kayo ng background. Okay. Binigay ito ni God sa mga Israelites when they came out of Egypt after He delivered them. You know, every Holy Week, hindi kompleto ang Holy Week ko, hindi ko napapanood yung movie na Ten Commandments. Hindi din napapanood nyo na yun. Yung lumang Ten Commandments, yung kay Charlton Heston, one of my favorite actors, you know, in our day-to-day of CGI effects, wala na to eh. Diba? CGI effects ngayon, computer lang yan, hati na yan. Ano. Pero during their time, 1953, this movie was made in 1953, talagang pinagbuhusan nila ng talent itong movie na to. And, you know, kaya nga Ten Commandments eh, pinakita dyan how God set His people free from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. Hirap na hirap sila doon. Almost 300 years, they were slaves. They grew up as slaves. Their mentality was the mentality of slaves. Alipin, ito lang ako, ito yung kaya kong gawin. I can't do this, I can't do that. Then God delivered them, made a way for them to cross the Red Sea. Pagtawid nila, they rested for a few days, then they went to Mount Sinai. And doon binigay ni God yung commandments. May binigay ni God after they were set free. So yung mentality ng mga Jews na kailangan natin sumunod sa Ten Commandments para i-bless tayo ni God, para di tayo parusahan, that is not true. Kasi kung ganun din lang, sana sinabi ni God sa mga Israelites, oh, sundin niyo muna tong Ten Commandments before I set you free. You want to be free? You want to be blessed? You want to be rich? You want to be this and that? Sige, sundin niyo muna to. But you see, out of this, there was love. There was relationship. May nabuong covenant. Sinasabi ni God sa kanila, sige, ililigtas ko kayo. I am the God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Ililigtas ko kayo. Dadali ko kayo sa lupang pinangako, the promised land. I'm gonna provide for you. And in exchange, palitan, covenant, I will be your God. I will be your Father. I will protect you. Sa covenant may kasunduan. Tutupad ka rito, ito yung set of things na kailangan mong tuparin, yung kabilang side meron din. Ngayon binigay ni God, tinupad na niya yung side niya, niligtas na niya, binless na niya. In our part, okay, God saved us, Jesus died on the cross, are we doing our part? Ngayon, sabi ni God, yung first commandment, sabi niya, you shall have no other gods before me. Wow, parang possessive ah. Bakit ganun? You shall have no other gods before me. Wala naman ako ibang sinasambang Diyos, Diyosan Ryan eh. Okay, we're going to take a look a little deeper on what God means here. You know, we can spend the entire night talking about why God should be first above all. Marami, maubos yung time natin. But I'm going to give you three reasons why God should be above all. Bakit sinabi niya to, you shall have no other gods before me? First reason is, because He became the perfect lawgiver. Perfect lawgiver, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, siya po ang nagsalita. Yung mga nababasa niyo po sa Ten Commandments, hindi po yan ginawa ni Moses. Actually, kung napanood niyo nga yung movie, di ba, may part doon na nandun sa bundok si Moses, tapos may bumabang kidlat. Di ba yung kidlat, oh, sumusulat doon sa tablet. It was really the finger, sabi nila, the hand of God who wrote these Ten Commandments. Hindi po si Pastor Mark, Victory, si Brother Eddie, the Pope, God Himself made or gave these commandments. And God gave these commandments to be a standard for the Israelites. Standard ng tama at mali. Take note again, the Israelites were coming from Egypt, going into the promised land. Okay, new culture, new people, culture shock. Imaginin mo yung sarili mo that you're here today in the Philippines, tomorrow you are in Finland. Well, Finland, I can't speak the language, I don't know the culture. What is the religion? Are they a Protestant? Are they Catholic? Parang hindi yata ako makarelate. Better yet, dalhin ka sa Saudi Arabia. Well, paano ako makakarelate dito? And they were in danger of adopting the culture of the people na madadat na nila doon. They were Jebusites, Hittites, Perizzites, lahat na ng tites nandun. And these people were doing some detestable things. Why? Because their gods were vicious. Alam niyo po ba na ang mga diyos-diyosa nila, si Ashtoreth, si Baal, si Molech, si Dagon, these are gods that demand sacrifices. Okay? They have to offer their children. Pag nanganak yung nanay, panganay na anak, hindi sa kanya yun. I-offer niya yun sa diyos-diyosa nila. Bakit? Para lalo silang i-bless. You want favor in your business? You have to have session with the prostitute dun sa temple. Pag nagawa mo yun, i-bless ka ni Dagon. Okay? They were in danger. Kasi pag sa mga tao dun sa promised land, yun ang tama. Here in our world today, you go to the Netherlands, may mga Dutch, you will be surprised that marijuana is legal in the Netherlands. Even high school, they take marijuana. Dito sa atin, bawal yon. So pagpunta mo ron, no, you meet the Dutch people, may nakita kang 15-year-old student nagmamarijuana. Hey, that's bad! Really? Why? I deserve to be happy. Yun ang sukatan niya eh. He deserves to be happy. Binigay ni Lord yung Ten Commandments. He's the perfect lawgiver because He made these laws to protect us. Diba? Mga magulang, pag yung anak niyo po ay aalis o mangingibang bansa, lagi kang may bilin. Yung bilin niya is to protect your children. Diba? Nung ako po ay nag-college na from high school, ang sabi ng tatay ko sa akin, anak, mag-ingat ka. Huwag kang sasali sa mga fraternity. Umiwas ka sa gulo. Masama ba yung sinabi niya? Hindi. Pag sinabi ng magulang mo sa'yo na, anak, huwag ka munang mag-girlfriend ha, o mag-boyfriend ha, magtapos ka muna ng pag-aaral. Masama ba yung sinabi niya? O pag sinabi ko sa nanay ko, nay, punta ako Divisoria. Ingat ka anak, yung wallet mo ha, wakan mo mabuti. May mga mandurukot doon. Is it bad? No! Anong goal ng parents or anong similar dun sa tatlong example ko? Ang goal nila is to protect you. Sinasabi niya yon para mag-ingat ka. Hindi para hadlangan ka, i-restrict ka. It's for your protection. It's the moral standard. Now you have a choice. Either you follow the standard of the Ten Commandments or you can follow the standard of other people and the standard of this world. Pag sinabing standard of the people, it could be the culture, yung kultura natin. It could be the standard of our society right now. Nalala ko nung high school ako, I went to my relatives in Pasay. I saw my uncle doon. Iho, ilan taong ka na? 16 po. Ba, ilan na girlfriend mo? Wala po. Ay, hindi pwede yan. Nako. 16 years old ka na, wala ka pang girlfriend. Dapat nakasampu ka na. Sabi sa akin, no? Really? Kailangan ba yan? Oo. Para maging tunay na lalaki, dapat sampu na girlfriend mo. That was his standard. Filipino society is built on the macho deception na kailangan ang tunay na lalaki ng bababae. Kailangan ang tunay na lalaki umiinom. Kailangan ang tunay na lalaki marunong makipagsuntukan. Standard ng kultura natin yon. Masama ba yon? Eh, sa uncle ko yun yung tama, yun yung pinaniwalaan niya eh. So, I have to choose standard of the Bible o standard niya. Or, yung standard ng mundo ngayon. Today, in our century, For those of us like me who were born the last century, the 20th century, may mga bagay tayong pinapaniwalaan na hindi na tama ngayon. O hindi na pinaniniwalaan ng mga generation ngayon, yung mga, ano yung generation ngayon din? Yung mga millennials. Okay? There is something that is called political correctness. Okay? Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin itong mga bagay na to sa tao. You cannot do this. You cannot say that. Otherwise, you will be accused of indifference or discrimination. I was talking to a pastor from North America. About 3 weeks ago, dumalaw siya rito. Nakausap ko siya. Sabi niya, you know, Ryan, I'm in danger of losing my license. Whoa. Why, pastor? Because a lot of people there, they're trying to call me to officiate their wedding. Sabi niya, gusto nila magpakasal sa akin. Kaso hindi ko magawa yon. Why, pastor? I can't do that. Why? Because they're of the same sex. Okay? Kahit naman yung mga same sex to, naniniwala pa rin sa Diyos, gusto nila magpakasal. Kaya lang, syempre, pastor ka, alam mo mali yun, hindi mo pwedeng gawin. So, ang ginagawa nila, nagre-reklamo sila sa gobyerno. Bakit itong pastor na to, ayaw kaming ikasal? Discrimination yan ah. So, kung pastor ka, you have a choice. Sundin mo yung standard ngayon, sasabihin sa'yo ng gobyerno, you can't do that. You have to be politically correct. You have to officiate this wedding or we're gonna take away your license. Kung kaya yung pastor, are you gonna give in to the pressure? Kasi ipaglalaban nila yung karapatan nila. Ikasal mo kami, karapatan namin maging happy. Ikasal mo kami, naniniwala rin kami sa Diyos. Sabi ng Ten Commandments, di ba? Sabi ng batas ng Diyos, ang nilikha lang ng Diyos, babae at lalaki. Pwede bang ikasal yung dalawa? Walang sinabi si God na ganun. So sabi niya, we are praying that people will turn back to God because the standard of morality here in the States is so messed up. Diba? Ang mga kabataan ngayon, anong standard ang sinusunod nila? Marami akong heartbreaking stories na pwedeng i-share sa inyo. I'd rather not say. But ang question ko sa inyo ngayon, pagdating sa personal na buhay mo, ano yung sukatan mo ng tama at mali? Bakit mo ginagawa yung mga bagay na ginagawa mo everyday na akala mo tama? Is it because of the Ten Commandments? Or is it because sinabi lang ng parents mo? Or sinabi lang ng school? And sometimes, let me add this before I proceed to the next point. Alam nyo, minsan ang hirap baguhin ng mindset dahil yung mga taong pinagkakatiwalaan natin na magturo ng tama sa atin, yun na nagtuturo ng mali. Mali pa yung tinuturo. Katulad ng uncle ko kanina, ang tama para sa kanya, mambabae ka because that is the man thing to do. Diba? Sabi pa nga ng teacher ko nung high school ako, oh, hindi masamang mangopya. Huwag lang kayo magpapahuli sa akin. Nagtawanan yung mga classmate ko. Kaya naging expert sila. Grabe yung mga kodi ko. Linalabas dito. Meron sa sapatos. Okay, kopyahan. Bakit? Yung authority mismo, yung teacher namin ang nagsabi na, hindi masamang mangopya, huwag lang kayo magpapahuli sa akin. What is your standard of morality? Where do you base it? Is it from the law of God? Or is it from people? You have to choose. Now, second thing, why God deserves to be above all is because of His perfect love. Perfect love. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. Sabi ni Lord doon, basically, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. What the Lord is trying to say here, okay? Ang sinasabi niya rito, I have set you free and I'm giving you these laws to protect you. God did not intend for the Ten Commandments to restrict us. Pagbawalan tayo. Okay? Papasok yung mga Israelites sa Promised Land, people there were doing sinful things. And kung matagal kang nakatira sa lugar na yon, hindi malayo na ma-adapt mo yung ginagawa nila. And we all know the consequence of sin. I want to share this to you tonight and I hope you remember this. Lagi ko itong sinasabi sa victory group ko. You can always choose your sin, but you can never choose the consequence. Sabi nga sa Galatians, you reap what you sow. Nagkakasala ka, matagal ka nang nangungupit sa opisina mo, hindi ka nahuhuli ng boss mo, akala mo okay lang. You have a secret sin na ginagawa, akala mo okay lang, may consequence po yan. Bakit may AIDS ngayon? Because people choose to be promiscuous. Bakit may corruption? Because people are greedy. Lahat yan may balik sa atin. And pag binalikan ka, masakit. I know people who indulged in multiple relationships. Right now, manhid na sila. Parang scotch tape. Di ba pag gumupit ka ng scotch tape, yung unang dikit mo, madikit pa. Pero yung pangalawa, pangatlo, madikit pa rin. Pagdating ng pang-apat, pang-lima, pang-anim, wala na eh. Wala nang dikit eh. Sobrang daming naging sexual partners, boyfriend, girlfriend. Pagdating ng time na mag-aasawa na sila, wala na silang maibigay. The best was given to other people. And they are struggling right now with that. It is the consequence, it is the pain na iniiwas tayo ni God doon sa consequence, yung sa sakit na nadudulot ng sin. Akala mo lang masarap, akala mo lang okay, pero may consequence yun. It's like this. You know, there was this kid was playing inside his backyard. May fence na nilagay yung tatay doon. Nakita niya, outside the fence is a big playground. Ang sarap maglaro. Grabe. Sabi niya doon, Daddy, I want to play there. Gusto ko pumunta ron. Sabi ng daddy, anak, hindi pwede. Delikado. Grabe naman tong daddy ko na to. Sobrang higpit. You see the other kids, they're playing. Why am I here? Anak, hindi pwede. Delikado. Kaya kung nga nilagay yung fence dyan, delikado. Why? Basta, merong malaking aso dyan. Wala naman ako nakikita. And umalis yung daddy. Finally, the kid had enough. Sabi niya, I've had enough. Aakit ako sa fence na yan. I'm gonna play doon sa malaking playground with the other kids. And just as he was going to the fence, biglang may tumatakbong malaking aso. Big black dog. Rawr! Sinakmal ng aso yung fence. Napa-atras tuloy yung bata. No? Now, that's what God does to us. Outside of His commandments is the pain of sin, of the consequence of sin. Nilagay niya yung commandment na yun to protect us, to protect you. Huwag kayo magpadala sa deception na okay lang magkasala. Ayoko tong 10 commandments na to. It's boring. It's outdated. Hindi ko na kailangan to ngayon. We are in the 21st century. But you know what? Kung lalabas ka sa fence, there's the big black dog waiting to tear you up. Ngayon, kung ang magulang mo walang pakialam, sasabihin ko sa'yo, bahala kang lapain ng aso na yan. Sige, gusto mong tumalon? Tumalon ka, by all means. Tutulungan pa kita, ito tumungtong ka rito. Pero sinong magulang, ang walang pakialam at manhid, nasasabihin mo yun sa anak mo? Kung alam mong may asong naghihintay para lapain yung anak mo, maglalagay ka rin ng fence. And that's what God does to us. He put the fence, His word, the Ten Commandments, to protect us from the consequence of sin. Right, I want to go to the third point. Because God is the perfect giver, He gave us the perfect love, He deserves, okay, I want to reiterate that word, deserves our exclusive allegiance and worship. Our exclusive allegiance and worship. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Sure, you shall have no other gods before me. Exclusive, ako lang. Bakit sinabi ni Lord yun? Because, again, when the Israelites go to the promised land, there are many gods, false gods. Yung mga binanggit ko kanina, si Asherah, si Dagon, si Molech, si Ashtoreth, marami. And these are brutal gods. They demand a lot from people. Kailangan mong gawin to, kailangan mong gawin yan. You sacrifice your kid, your son to me. Okay, I will bless you. Pag di mo ginawa, I will curse you. And these gods promise something in return. Pag sinamba mo tong Diyos na to, may kapalit, ibe-bless ka niya. Pero in reality, yung mga promises ng mga false gods na yan is also false. Walang katotohanan. Lalo lang magkakasala yung mga Israelites. And in our time today, wala na rin mga false gods. Wala na yan sila Molech, sila Ashtoreth, wala na yan. That's ancient history. But, we still have false gods. False gods are things, people, that are liable to take God's place in our hearts. It could be money. You're so engrossed in earning a lot of money, building a better future. Now, that's not bad. Alam ko po, yun ang pangarap natin. Magkaroon ng tahimik at maasensyong buhay. Career, relationships. Okay? I'm not saying that masamang mag-boyfriend o mag-girlfriend. Wala po ako sinabing ganun. What I'm trying to say here is, these things promise us something in return if we prioritize them. I have never heard a person tell me, Ryan, naka 10 years na ako sa Hong Kong. Uwi na ako dyan, nakapag-ipon na ako. Okay na ako eh. Wala akong narinig na ganun. All I hear is, oh nga eh, alam mo, tingin ko mag-extend ako. Siguro mga 2 years pa. Kasi ang daming binabayaran yung lupa, binabayaran pa yung ganito, yung ganyan. Okay lang po yon. Pero ang masama po rito, sa number 3, if it is taking God's place in your heart. Hindi ka na nakakapag-church kasi nagtatrabaho ka ng Sunday eh. You work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dito ka nakatira sa Antipolo sa kaintaang trabaho mo nasa Makati. Darating ka na lang sa gabi, pagod ka na, wala ka ng time mag-pray. Kailangan mong kumayad ng kumayad kasi your work is demanding it. That person is eating the time you have for God, kinukuha niya. Kailangan mong ibigay sa kanya. Now, they are becoming false gods or idols and they tend to corrupt us. And ayaw ni God yun. Bakit? Kasi katulad ng mga false gods nung panahon ng mga Israelites, they promise false security. Walang katotohanan. You think you're gonna be happy when you have a lot of money or a nice car or Mr. Right or Miss Right? Or if you get to the top, magiging happy ka ba? Hindi ka magiging happy. Only God can do that. Kaya nga sabi niya, you shall have no other gods before me. Dahil ako lang ang nagmahal sa'yo. Ipagpapalit mo ba si Lord? Remember, He gave the commandment after He set the Israelites free. Hindi niya sinabi sa mga Israelites na, sundin niyo muna to, saka ako kayo i-bless. He did that after. Wala na silang dapat gawin because God initiated it. Si God ang nagpakita muna ng love bago sila. Sad to say, the Israelites failed. Nagreklamo sila sa desert, nagrebelde sila. Nakakalungkot doon. Ang daming ginawang miracles ni Lord para sa kanila. Hinati ni God yung Red Sea. No? Death of the firstborn. Grabe ko. Ako yon siguro. Hindi ko malilimutan yon. Pero nung nagutom na sila sa desert, they started forgetting what God did for them. And they broke the covenant. They sinned. They followed the detestable ways of the people there in Canaan. Huwag naman po sana. And I'm gonna end with this. I'm gonna land with this. Ang point ko lang po dito is the God who loved and saved us deserves our total devotion and worship. The God who loved and saved us deserves our total devotion and worship. Alam niyo po, mahirap mahalin yung isang tao hindi niyo kilala. Tama po ba? I just wanna share this, you know. Way back, siguro mga 80s or 90s, may napanood po akong pelikula. Kilala niyo po si Bandol? Okay, natatawa lang po kasi napanood ko lang to sa cable. Okay, ang story nun, si Bandol bata, tunay na magulang niya si Dolphy. Kaya lang mahirap na mahirap lang sila, si Dolphy kailangan mag-abroad. Iniwan niya yung anak niyang si Bandol kay Panchito. Yung mga millennials kayo, hindi nyo nakilala yun. Panahon namin yun. Panchito yon. Inampun siya ni Panchito or sa mother character. Pinalaki niya. 10 years later, bumalik na si Dolphy. Nagpakilala siya dun kay Bandol. Sabi niya, anak! Ako ang tatay mo. Mayaman na tayo ngayon. Sumama ka na sa akin. Dadalhin na kita sa Forbes Park or sa Corinthian Gardens. Lahat ng gusto mo, ibibigay ko sa'yo. Sabi ni Bandol, hindi ako sasama sa'yo. Ba't ako susunod sa'yo? Hindi kita kilala. Ito ang daddy ko. Tinuro niya si Panchito. Sabi ni Panchito, anak, yan ang totoong tatay mo, sumama ka. Hindi, hindi, hindi ako sasama. Hindi ko siya kilala. Alam niyo yung point ng story na yun? Mahirap sumunod sa Diyos na hindi mo kilala. Kaya tinitignan mo yung Ten Commandments as something to be obeyed dahil paparusahan ka pag hindi mo sinunod. Where in fact, the Ten Commandments was given out of love to protect you, to provide for you. Kaya ka nahihirapan ngayon kapatid dahil hindi mo kilala ang Diyos mo. Alam mo lang siya intellectually, but in your heart, mahirap sumunod dahil hindi mo alam mahal ka niya kaya niya binigay yun. Husbands and wives, you did a lot of things that you'd rather not do when you were single. In the middle of a night, if my wife is thirsty, gonna ask me to get water, I will willingly do that. Babangon ako, kukuha ko ng tubig because I love my wife and I know she loves me. Yun yun eh. Nagmamahalan kayo, kaya madaling magsakripisyo, madaling sumunod. Pero kung di mo kilala ang Diyos mo, huwag kang magtaka kung bakit ang dami mong nabibreak na Ten Commandments. Huwag kang magtaka kung bakit pag tumitingin ka sa Ten Commandments, napapangiwi ka o lumalayo ka ng tingin. You feel guilty inside because you see it something as a rules just to follow. Hindi yun ang gusto ipakita sa atin ng Diyos ngayon. It's there for us to follow as a protection, as a sign of His love, a covenant to us. Sabi nga po ni Jesus, Matthew chapter 22 verse 35 to 37, one of them, an expert in the law, tested Him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind." Kaya po binigay ni Lord yung unang commandment kasi pag sinunod mo na yon, mahal na mahal mo ang Panginoon. Kahit anong tukso pa yung nandyan, hindi ka nasusunod eh dahil mahal mo si Lord. Hindi ka na magnanakaw, mangungupit, mambababae, kasi mahal mo si Lord eh, ayaw mo siyang masaktan. That's it. And last but not the least, the Ten Commandments, the law was given to us like a mirror. Okay? May picture dito yan, mirror. Gigising ka sa umaga, di ba bad trip ka? Pagharap mo sa salamin, lalo kang na bad trip. O, bakit kaya? Okay. Pagharap mo sa salamin, nakikita mo eh, na, naku, yung buhok ko, nakatayo-tayo pa. Uy! Bad breath pa yata ako, di ba? O, may kailangan gupitin sa ilong. Okay? Yung mga mata, mayroon pang mga butil-butil, kailangan mong tanggalin. The Ten Commandments was given by God not to save us. Hindi ka kaya iligtas. Kala mo, pag sinusunod mo yung Ten Commandments, ligtas ka na. Let me tell you this. Pare-pareho lang tayong tao dito. Sa bawat 8 na utos na sinusunod mo, yung dalawa binibreak mo. Doon pa lang sa number 9, thou shall not lie. Lahat tayo dito, hirap na hirap sundin yun. Diba? Rather, you know, the Ten Commandments was given to us by God para ipakita na hindi natin kayang sundin yung law. Makasalanan tayo eh. And therefore, we need a Savior. We need a Savior, and that Savior is none other than Jesus Christ. It points us to Him. This is the law. Paano mo malalaman masama magnakaw? Kasi sabi ng Ten Commandments eh. Now, you have sinned. Kaya kailangan meron magligtas sa'yo. And that's none other than Jesus Christ. I hope tonight, as you go home, you see Ten Commandments in a new light. Not something to be obeyed, just to be obeyed, but to be cherished out of love. Katulad ng bili ng mga magulang, katulad ng bili ng tatay ko, anak, wag kang sumali sa prata, umiwas ka sa gulo. He said that to me out of love. And that's what the Ten Commandments are for. Angkinin mo, take it on you, just enjoy it, relish it, and see God's word in a better light. I want to invite everybody to please stand as we pray. Lord, marami pong salamat for showing us the Ten Commandments in a new light. We have been raised to believe that we have to follow this. Otherwise, Lord, we will be punished. But thank you, Lord, that now pinakita niyo sa amin that the Ten Commandments is there because you loved us. Wala kaming pwedeng gawin para iligtas nyo kami. Niligtas nyo na kami, Lord God. And out of love, we are here to obey you, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, because your commandments serve as our protection, a reminder of your unfailing faithfulness in our lives, O God, to guard us from that big dog, which is called sin. And thank you, Lord, because these commandments point to us to a Savior. Hindi namin kayang sundin ang mga batas na to, Lord God, kaya kailangan ng isang tao magliligtas sa amin. And that is Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to show us these Ten Commandments in the coming weeks in a new light so that we can see how faithful and how loving you are. I want to pray for a specific person here today. You know, if you're here and you feel this guilt, nagigilty ka because you have done so many things. You know, you broke the Ten Commandments and medyo nanlamig ka kay Lord. Hindi mo naman ginustong manlamig eh, pero busy ka eh, naging busy ka sa trabaho. God wants you back. God wants that intimacy. I'm not gonna ask you to raise your hands. But if you want for that fire to be rekindled in your heart, you pray this prayer. Lord, patawarin niyo po ako, nanlamig ako sa inyo. I allow the things of this world to take your place in my heart. Pero ngayon humihingi po ako ng tawad. Patawarin niyo ako, Lord. And I ask, Lord God, for a fresh fire, a fresh encounter with you. Let me know who you are in my life, O God. The God who will have no other gods before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And one last group of person I want to pray for here. If you're here tonight and medyo nababurden ka because you thought that by following these commandments, you will be free, you will be okay. Parang pogi points ba kay Lord? It's not that. We have to repent and ask for the grace of God. Just say this prayer, Lord Jesus, forgive me, Lord, for entertaining this wrong mindset. There's nothing I can do to please you. There's nothing I can do to earn your love. Lord, that thing you have given already to me, naibigay nyo na po yun. First above all, binigay nyo na sa amin yun. And Lord, I follow these commandments now out of love because you first loved me. Thank you, Lord God, for that change of mindset, O Lord. Thank you, Lord.